Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Germany will soon have a leader not named Angela Merkel for the first time in 16 years. Germans vote Sunday for a new parliament and government, and the longtime chancellor plans to step down when a new government is formed. Merkel has been a fixture in European politics, presiding over Germany with increasing influence on the continent and beyond. So, what legacy does she leave? Let's put that to Loveday Morris. She's Berlin bureau chief for the Washington Post, our editorial partners, and she's on Skype. Loveday, welcome.
Hi, thanks very much.
Yes, this is the end of a long political career for Angela Merkel. It's a checkered and debated legacy. We'll get into that debate. But first of all, what do observers consider as her top accomplishments as chancellor?
Well, yeah, I mean, Merkel's really been credited for being this steady hand at the rudder, really, for the past 16 years in Germany, overseeing kind of the revival of the German economy and steering the country and Europe through three or four major crises that really have defined her career in some way. First, there was the European debt crisis. I mean, she was really the face of Northern European austerity in a way, and she very much held on to the purse strings in this period. Obviously, one of the more enduring images of Merkel will be her decision during the refugee crisis in 2015, and she opened Germany's doors to refugees at that time. And then there was also the coronavirus crisis. But with all of these things, her kind of record is kind of mixed. But yeah, I mean, those are kind of three crises that she's been seen as kind of steering Germany through. Yeah.
I want to ask you about the rise of far right groups on her watch. Is there a conversation about whether Angela Merkel, to some degree, has helped usher that in or allowed it?
You could definitely argue that some of her decisions have inadvertently given rise to the very kind of forces that she stands against, particularly the 2015 decision to let in more than a million refugees. That definitely drew a backlash. Germany's still grappling with that. You know, for the last couple of years, it's felt like you can't go a week without a scandal about right-wing chat groups in the police or right-wing threats linked to police computers. So those kind of problems, you know, the state has been accused of not looking hard enough at.
Now, this rise of these right-wing groups in Europe overlaps, of course, with the rise of Donald Trump here across the pond. And Angela Merkel reportedly decided, you know, I'm not going to step down right now, but I'm going to stick around because of the election of Donald Trump and kind of remain a force for liberalism in the West. Is there anything to that? And does that give us a little bit more of the picture of her here?
Sure. Yeah, that was reported in a book here by a German journalist. She certainly sort of spoken out against rising populism. She kind of hates being called things like the leader of the free world. She always kind of pushes back against those kind of titles. And she never really took Trump on head on, so to speak. I think she sees her role in a way as much more of a bridge between East and West, in a sense. I think her history and having grown up in a divided Germany, she's always talked about her fears of a new Cold War and keep talking to Russia and China and the US. And she's always trying to balance, I think, those geopolitical forces. I think that really comes from where she's come from and growing up behind the Iron Curtain during the Cold War.
And so now, of course, Germany is getting ready to turn the page from this bridge-building internationalist, where kind of stable governance person, Angela Merkel, you're describing here. Going forward then, you know, what are the major challenges facing Germany that Angela Merkel's successor is going to have to contend with?
Sure. I think, I mean, the first challenge will probably be making a government at all. But yeah, there'll be with this challenge of where to position Germany internationally, and people will be looking towards Germany for leadership in Europe. there are all these questions of Europe needing to do more about its own security in a world where the US is kind of stepping back a little, and there'll still be the pandemic, obviously, and the economic fallout from that. So yeah, certainly there'll be a lot of challenges for her successor to deal with.
That is Loveday Morris. She's Berlin Bureau Chief for our editorial partners at the Washington Post. Loveday, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much.